It is difficult this afternoon to locate a great many of the displaced persons whom we saw this morning and last night. They have gone to the houses of relatives or friends. An epidemic of looting appeared. There are always such ghouls that infest an area that has suffered from some calamity or other. It was reported to me that several lawnmowers had been stolen, and also others had lost things that in the early hours of the storm had been set aside. It is pleasant to note also that men armed with saws and hammers have turned out to assist the unfortunate ones in restoring order out of the chaos that prevailed last night at this time. Power has been off for the entire winter area from about 6:15 last night. No elevator service in office buildings, no restaurants were operating, or at least very few, and a general air of bewilderment prevailed over the city as we counted our dead and injured. 14 is the last total of dead, with still scores in hospitals critically wounded in the storm. Late this morning, the body of a child had been discovered in a field. It was one of a family of three that had perished in the initial stages of the blast as it came from the River Rouge district of Michigan. Communications lines are rapidly being strung along the highways that suffered such intensive damage. This is in the Highway 3 area leading out from town. Linesmen from out of town are still stringing wires and planting poles so that normal business may proceed. It has been impossible all day to secure any proper communications. Power has been restored to the city in the past hour or so. All the stricken areas have been roped off by police, assisted by Boy Scouts and St. John's ambulance men, who all have done a valiant job during the day, which for the most part teemed with rain. All the emergency services so hurriedly set up have functioned with very little trouble. Red Cross nurses, doctors, truck drivers, anyone that could assist seemed willing and anxious to serve. There is, of course, a great many idle curiosity seekers touring about with nothing much in their minds but curiosity. Police are doing their level best to keep them moving. The rain has ceased, and it is much colder. The guards of scouts and other interested parties will mount guard over the rubble all night. One of the most outstanding cases that I ran into was the case of a little war bride, Mrs. A.L. Wheeler, who arrived in Canada a few weeks ago. But I'll let her tell her own story. Mrs. Wheeler, how long have you been in Canada?
About 3 weeks.
And where was your home in England?
Just outside Worcester.
And what was the name of the place?
Ombersley.
You married a member of the Essex Scottish Regiment, didn't you?
Yes, that's correct.
Did the war hit the town in which you lived very much in England?
No, we were lucky. It never hit us at all.
Well, will you tell me your experience of last night in as few words as you can?
We were just getting ready for supper. My husband had just returned from work when it started to blow very hard. We shut all windows we could get to quickly. And my husband, who was holding the baby, suddenly gave me the baby and said, look, I'll shut the window. And as he went to the window, he said, for goodness sakes, lie down. And we all lay down. And that's the last I remember until we found ourselves getting up. And apparently we were on what was the garage floor, whereas our kitchen and dining room, pantry, and other of our downstairs belongings were right over the other side of Mrs. Oak's house, which is next door to us.
And sitting beside Mrs. Wheeler, who is a very gallant lady, is Mrs. Oakes. Would you tell us about your house, Mrs. Oakes?
Yes, Mrs. Clara. We were standing in the living room, and my little boy, 10 years old, was standing beside me, and the wind blew open the living room door. I said, help me push the door shut. And he rushed up beside me, and we tried to shut the door. I noticed that he had grabbed a hold of my legs and was pushing, and I turned around to look in the room, and my mother-in-law, who was 79 years old, had started up the stairs. I screamed at her to come down. In the same instant, I'd seen the floor open up with the basement looking at me, and the whole side wall of the house came down, and in this time, I was still holding on to the door, and all of a sudden, we went back. We must have went through the window with the door on top of us. I went down on my hands and knees and pulled my little boy underneath of me.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Oakes. You have there a very brief glimpse of the experiences of two next-door neighbors, the gallant Mrs. Wheeler and the equally gallant Mrs. Oak, who suffered the complete demolition of their house. All their household effects are scattered over a very wide area, and that is all for now.